Hello, I'm Gary Roby, and this is a call to worship the King. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King of all the earth. He subdues the nations before us, putting our enemies beneath our feet. For God is the King over all the earth. Praise Him with a psalm.
Jesus, you are King of Kings. Jesus, you are Lord of Lords. Jesus, you are.
King of kings and Lord of lords, we come into your presence recognizing you as king over all creation and our king. We bow before you as the king of the universe. Thank you for introducing us to yourself through your son, Jesus Christ. Not only do we know about you as king, we actually know you personally. And better than that, you love us. And even more exciting is that we are not just servants of the Most High, you actually adopted us as your children. Because of that, we have the privilege of calling you Abba, Father. We now come boldly into your throne, into your throne room, through the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, please bless this time that we invest around you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you for tuning in to A Call to Worship today as we look at the God of the universe as the King of Kings.
Together in joyous celebration. Our presence is a testimony to our Father's love. Through trial and tribulation, we will stand victorious. Not by might, but by His Spirit, we will rise above. He is King, He is Lord. He has loosed the chains of sin and death to free us. He is King, He is Lord. The name above all other names is Jesus. That name above all names.
Thank you again for listening to this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message from our website, or have visited our Facebook page. We appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry that help to keep this program on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you will find us online at www.calltoworship.us. You can listen to past programs on our website and find details regarding the music you hear each week on this program. If you're unable to listen to today's entire program or would just like to hear it again, go to calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us.
And I praise your name. And I praise your name. You are the mighty King, the Emmanuel.
Everlasting Father, you are the Lord. You are the mighty King, the living Word, Master of everything. You I give you all the honor and praise that's due your name, for you are the King of glory, the Creator of all things, and I give my life to you. I fall down on my knees. Yes, I worship you. I give my life to you. I fall down on my knees. As your Spirit moves upon me now, you meet my deepest need, and I live your mercy I've received, and I worship you. I give my life to you. I fall down on my You have broken chains that bound me. You have set this captive free. I will lift my voice to praise your name for all eternity. And I yes, I worship you. I give my life to you. I fall down on my knees. I worship you.
Let's listen to what the Bible says about the King of Kings. From the Old Testament, the King over all creation. 1 Chronicles 29. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand, and at your discretion, people are made great and given strength. God the Father is King and deserves our praise. In Psalm 47, for the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King of all the earth. He subdues the nations before us, putting our enemies beneath our feet. For God is the King over all the earth. Praise Him with a psalm. God reigns above the nations, sitting on His holy throne. And there's more encouragement to praise the King from David in Psalm 24. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of glory enter in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord invincible in battle. Open up, ancient gates. Open up, ancient doors, and let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of Heaven's armies. He is the King of Glory. He is the everlasting King, found in Psalm 93. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. Indeed, the Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. Your throne, O Lord, has stood from time immemorial. You yourself are from the everlasting past. And from the New Testament, the birth of Jesus Christ, the King. In Matthew 2, where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. And during his years of ministry, recognized as the King of Israel. From John chapter 1, then Nathanael exclaimed, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. Just hours before he was crucified, Matthew 21, tell the people of Jerusalem, look, your King is coming to you. He's humble, riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's colt. Standing before Pilate, in Matthew 27, now Jesus was standing before Pilate, the Roman governor. Are you the King of the Jews? The governor asked him. Jesus replied, you have said it. His crown of thorns. They wove thorn branches into a crown and put it on his head, and they placed a reed stick in his right hand as a scepter. Then they knelt before him in mockery and taunted, Hail, King of the Jews! The sign on his cross. A sign was fastened above Jesus' head, announcing the charge against him. It read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Paul, in his first letter to Timothy, all honor and glory to God forever and ever. He is the eternal King, the unseen one who never dies. He alone is God. Amen. For at just the right time, Christ will be revealed from heaven by the blessed and only Almighty God, the King of all kings and Lord of all lords. Let's praise and worship the King.
Unto the King eternal, unto the King immortal, unto the King invisible, God only wise. Unto the King eternal, unto the King immortal, unto the King invisible, God only wise. The honor and the glory unto Him, unto Him.
To him be honor and be glory unto him.
This is a call to worship the King.
Unto the King eternal, unto the Ancient of Days, unto the great I Am, let there be praise. Unto the Lord our Savior, unto the name of all names, Jesus the King.
I'm Gary Roby, and I thank you for joining us today here on A Call to Worship as we worship the King. Thank you for your letters, and when you're able, your financial support of this radio ministry. Would you please take just a few moments to write to us? We'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you're welcome to visit our Facebook page and our website, www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible contribution on the website, and you can also listen to the programs and find other valuable information there, including a list of the songs that you've heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Well, one of these days the marketplace is going to stand empty. No more traffic out there in the streets. And the builder's tools, all silent. No time for the farmer to harvest the wheat. The busy housewives will have ceased their labors. In our great courtrooms across the nation, there'll be no more debate as the King comes to the gate. Eager faces are going to lie in those hallways. Those whose lives have been redeemed. Broken homes like Laura's and mine that he's mended. Those from prison that he has freed. And the little children, and the old and infirm and the aged, hand in hand they'll stand all aglow. Those who were crippled and those who were broken and ruined will be clad in garments white as snow. Because the King of all kings is coming, the King's coming. I just heard his trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. The King is coming, our King is coming. Well, praise God. He's coming for me. And the Bible gives us some signs of his returning. It says there'll be wars and rumors of wars, pestilence, famine, earthquakes, floods. In the end days, God has promised to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Young men will see visions. Old men will dream dreams. The veil between the spirit world and this world is becoming more and more transparent. The time of his unveiling is nearly upon us. And if we listen closely, we can almost hear the chariots rumble. We can see the marching throng. All the flurry of God's trumpets spells the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now in. Heaven's grandstands are all in place. Heaven's choirs are now assembled, and they sing amazing grace. How sweet the sound. I just heard those trumpets sounding. Now his face I see. Sounding. Now his face I see.